Why we run out of steam? A good question, isn't it? Why do we run out of steam? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Why do we run out of steam? Oh, how we would like to have that answer. We'd like to know why we run out of steam on the very things that are most exciting to us, the very things that are most interesting to us, the things that turn us on, that make us feel life is worth living. Well, we run out of steam primarily because we allow ourselves dualism, because we allow ourselves to think other things than about our dream, our goal, our desire. People who achieve their goals and desires are people who don't run out of steam. And it's not that they don't run out of steam because they don't run out of energy or that sometimes they need to take a break. They take that break, they take that pause, but they don't take the pause because they want to get away from what they're doing. They take the pause because it's a charming interlude. How many interludes have you taken in your life purposefully with the direction of taking a pause, taking a break? Or how many times have you run away from your major project saying, pulling your hair out, I've got to get away from this. I've got to take a break. I've got to take a pause. Well, if life is frustrating to you, if life is saying to you that it's a tough road to go, then you're doing it wrong. Then you're not really going toward your dream, your goal, your desire, who you are. You're just sort of mamby-pamby going along on a pathway that leads you absolutely nowhere at all. And when it leads you nowhere at all, then you run out of steam. And you run out of steam because you're going uphill and downhill and roundabout and trying to figure out what's the next step, what you're supposed to be doing, and not really doing what you want to do. Now, it's easy for a sculptor to know that sculpting is his talent and his activity, his dream, and his attitude. But do you think a sculptor ever gets tired of sculpting? Do you think a sculptor in the middle of his chore of bringing forth out of his marble or bringing forth out of clay or whatever he's sculpting in, that he gets tired? Sure he does. Sure he does. But he has to be very careful. He does not take his tiredness out on the work that he's doing. If he takes his tiredness out on the sculpting that he's doing, then he's going to run out of steam and he's going to look at other ventures. It's green grass on the other side of the fence, and he's going to see other activities that look much more interesting, and he's going to consider going away from where his talent is. But you can be sure that one who has a talent and has found his road on the talent is always going to come back to it. We will run out of steam many times in our life. Many times in our life as we do our activity, whatever it is. A mother, a housewife, runs out of steam oftentimes taking care of the family or taking care of the household. A husband is running out of steam oftentimes on his job. And he says, I got to work just to make money, take care of my family, take care of my world. You see, when the motivation is sort of fudgy, sort of incomplete, how would you define that? The motivation is not from the heart. It's not from the heart. Then we run out of steam. When the motivation, as always, is from the heart, we never run out of steam. A father will not run out of steam making a living for his family when he is a devoted father, when he loves his family, when he says, my family is wonderful. I am doing this because I love my family. I want my children to go on to college. I want my children to have a lovely home to live in. I want my wife to have a lovely house. And if his wife is going to go to work, He says, I love my wife to have every opportunity that she wants to follow her dream, too. Her dream doesn't have to just be whatever we decide it to be. Historically, the woman must be the housewife and must take care of the house and must stay at home. This is, even up to recent years, it has been something that has been the program of the housewife. And even now, you look at the number of housewives in the home, and you'll find that there are a lot of housewives in the home, a lot of women who enjoy homemaking, and a lot of men who enjoy homemaking, and the women enjoy working. But can you follow your dream? Can you find what your dream is? Can you discuss your dream with yourself, with your family, with your husband, your wife? Can you discuss your dream with your parents? Can you discuss your dream with your world? Or do you have to discuss your dream? Can you just follow your dream? Whenever we follow our dream with our heart, with our love, with our joy, whenever we follow who we are, we never run out of steam. But we'll run out of steam all the time when we're doing something we don't want to do. When we're doing a job that is not fulfilling to us, not rewarding. The job does not have to be rewarding in itself. The job can be rewarding in what it does for us, in what it allows us to do with what our earnings are. And so we do our job because this is what we have allowed ourselves to think we must do, and we do it well. We do it with love. We do it because we know when we get that paycheck, and then we're going to be able to pay the rent, the house payments. We're going to be able to put some flowers in the garden. We're going to be able to keep food on the table for ourselves and our family. We're going to be able to dress in proper clothing that satisfies us. We're going to be able to have all sorts of opportunities to live our life in the world here, because we must be responsible for ourselves. We cannot go around begging the neighbors to take care of us because we have a dream that we want to run off and follow. And if we're going to run off and follow our dream, we should pay our own way. We should take responsibility for what our dream is. Now, if our dream is to travel the world, well, join a magazine and go and write articles for them in various countries of the world. If you're going to want to travel the world, well, become a photographer, a photojournalist. If you want to travel the world, well, put up your thumb and go. If you want to travel the world, think I travel the world. Just thinking that thought. And believe it or not, wonderful opportunities will come your way to travel the world. Not because you're running away from something else, but because you're running to your dream. You're excited about what you're doing. And the door is all open for you to do that. But the doors are closed and very difficult when it's not really your dream. When you're just trying to escape one lifestyle for another. People do that, you know. They try to escape one lifestyle for another, and they think that the other lifestyle is going to be better. People oftentimes give up on what they're doing rather than give in to what they're doing and love it with all their heart and then do what they want to do. There are many people that we know, many, who have more than one job. And they have more than one job not because they want the money, not because they want, but they want to be involved. They want to be needed. They want to be at an activity that turns them on. So their main job may be 9 to 5, but then they have a 3-hour job that is just the delight of their heart. They're in a bakery, baking pies and cakes and using creative imagination and coming up with things that just delight their heart. And this turns them on just 100%. And who knows? As they become more proficient and more delightful and more happy in baking pies and cakes, they might make that their full-time work and become very successful at it. But We can have several activities. People oftentimes write stories after their work time. They go up into their attic and they go into the privacy of wherever, and then they write. And some are successful and some are not, but it doesn't matter. But they write. They do what they want to do, and they fit it into the schedule of life. There are people who love to play basketball, and they have workaday jobs. So in the evening or in the afternoon or on Saturdays or whatever, they play basketball or they coach a team and they get involved and they find it very fulfilling, very rewarding. Now, they don't have enough drive to be a full-time basketball player or a full-time coach or something like that, but they play it to the degree that it fulfills them and satisfies them. It is that ointment in their life that keeps their life from being something that is not too happy. Why we run out of steam? We run out of steam because we don't give ourselves an opportunity to build up a head of steam in something we enjoy doing. We can build up a head of steam in something we enjoy doing if we have the courage to stand forth on what our dreams may be. Now, your dream doesn't mean you abandon your family so that you can go and be a beach bum. So your dream doesn't mean that you have to abandon your job so that you can go and play basketball. Your dream doesn't, it has nothing to do with that. You could be a wonderful tennis player on your own time and your own game. You can have lots of fun. You can teach your family how to play tennis. You can teach yourself how to play tennis. You can become a wonderful tennis player and enjoy the game. You don't have to be professional. You can, but you do what turns you on. You'll never run out of steam when you're doing what you love to do. You'll never run out of steam when you're doing what turns you on. You'll never run out of steam when you feel in your heart, this is fun. This is a joy. This is wonderful. If you could have the slightest idea, and we have never done too much research in this, but if you could have the slightest idea how many people have other activities in their life besides their workaday world, which is a good world, and these other activities cause them to be a genius, cause them to do wonderful things, cause them to do magic, cause them to be a sleight-of-hand magician, cause them to go out and be active in other areas than their workaday world. We want to run away from our workaday world. We want to run away from the places that we have chosen to be. And that's not going to accomplish anything for us. Because then we'll run away from that too. Whatever we run away from, we'll run away from because we haven't gone to it with love in our heart. When we do anything with love in our heart, we find we have an infinite amount of steam to generate our ability to do what we want to do. When we have the thoughts in our heart, the dreams in our hearts, the goals that we're doing. When I was a youngster, my neighbor, B. Kudmich, she was a lovely young lady. I was about 8 or 10 years old, and she was at the Leighton Art School taking a course in drawing and so forth. And so she said to me one day, she says, Herbie, she says, I'd like to draw a picture of you. And I said, oh, well, thank you. And she says, would you come with me to the Leighton Art School and pose for me and the class, and so I can draw a picture of you? I said, wow. And I asked my mom. And mother said, oh, hey, that sounds like it'd be a lot of fun. And so she took me to the Leighton Art School in Milwaukee, and we went down to this school, and it was filled with all these students, all these young people who were learning to be artists, including B, who was a little older because she had a job as a secretary, and she wanted to learn how to be an artist. and so she went down to the school to take courses in her own time. And she took me along so that I could pose for the picture one beautiful Saturday. And we went down to the Leighton Art School, and I sat there. I could move around, and I didn't have to stand still like I was getting a special portrait with a head in a clamp. I was able to just be sort of mobile. And people drew pictures of me, and they were so nice. They did great pictures. Some of them were kind of shoddy, but that's just because they didn't have their heart in it. But most of them, they drew loving pictures, wonderful. Bee's pictures were fantastic. I never did get a copy, but they were fantastic. Now, why was Bee so happy? Why did she want me to go with her to the art school? Why did she find such joy in doing such a, you might call it, mundane thing? Because it was her heart. It was the love of her heart. And she looked at me as I would be sweeping the sidewalk, and I'd be doing things in front of her house and my house and around. And I just was a very industrious kid. And she watched me, and she watched as my little muscles as a little child, you know, just being 8 years old or something like that. And so, but she was thinking of drawing me. She was thinking as an artist would look at a subject, and she wanted to take me, and it was wonderful. But what I do remember most of that adventure downtown in Milwaukee, 5 miles away, we went on the streetcar. No, we took a taxi. That's right, we took a taxi. That was my first taxi ride with Bee. And on the way home, we stopped at the Chinese restaurant, and we had a wonderful Chinese dinner. And Bee could not say enough things in praise of me as a model. And I didn't even do anything special. I just sat up there and enjoyed having all these people drawing me, paying attention to me. What a wonderful gift. Yes, you don't run out of steam when you're doing things that delight you. You don't run out of steam when you're doing things that turn you on and make you feel wonderful and good. Whenever you can find a way to handle your dream, and your dream isn't what you're doing at the moment, you sort of slip it in there, and you do what you do at the moment with all the love in your heart. That's important, too. And then you do the other, because we have time to do many things in our life. Many people sit and watch the television, and what benefit do they get from it? It's distraction, just something to distract them from doing nothing. Or people will go out and they'll work in their garden, or they'll prepare their house, or they'll go and visit friends, or they'll go fishing or hunting or whatever. These are all distractions. And if you make whatever distraction you have a love-shin, not distraction, but a love-shin, something that is pure love, it's a delight in your heart, then it will, your whole life will glow and beam. You'll feel so good. When my dad used to come home from his hunting forays, he was a building contractor, and he worked hard. And he came home from this week that he went to up in the North Woods to hunt for deer. And sometimes they brought deer back, sometimes they didn't. But the thing is, it was a time to let off steam. But it was a time to be relaxed and to be peaceful and to feel what he was doing was good. And my mother never made him feel that he was abandoning them. No, she felt that he deserved that, and that was a pleasure for him that she wanted him to have. And she likewise wanted to go down to Unity School in Kansas City. She wanted to study to become a Unity minister, and she did that. And many times she'd go for a month or two in summer and study at the Unity School. And he was happy to let her do it. He had a maid, or he had somebody come in and take care of the kids and take care of the house, and everything went along just fine. But the thing is, when we delight in other people's delights for themselves, rather than making it difficult for them to build up steam and to be happy with himself. Let them do it. Let them go. Let them find themselves. And as they find themselves, sometimes they'll find that that's not really what they wanted. Mother became a wonderful minister. She became something very fine, but it was something additional. The ministers of different churches in Unity would ask her to come and speak there whenever they wanted to take a break or something, and she was very happy to do it. And she taught a class in the Unity Church, and she was very happy to do it. And she was raising 5 children, and she was very happy to do it. And she found time to play bridge with her neighbors, and she was very happy to do it. And she was a most remarkable mother, and we were very happy she chose to do it, because we were the recipients of that love, that joy, that magic. And she was a writer, and she wrote short stories for Saturday Evening Post, and as she'd write these short stories, she'd write it about the family. And then we'd all sit around in the evening, and she'd read her stories to us that she was writing. And we all felt so honored because there we were, full-faced right in those stories that were going into a magazine that were going out for people to read. And nobody knew it was us, but we did. That made us happy. And our life never was in any way something that did not fulfill us. Our life made us feel wonderful and made us feel grand. And we never ran out of steam. We found more and more projects to do, more and more wonderful dreams to follow, more and more ideals to make our life a glowing example of fun, 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 joy, 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 but surrounded, enfolded, encompassed in love. Always unconditional love. Always the joy of love. You never run out of steam when your life is sort of stoked up with love. When you stoke the furnace of your life with love, you will never run out of steam. But you will always have more than enough. As they say, ask a busy person to help you, and whatever you ask them for, it'll be done instantly, and they'll help you instantly, and they'll not say, I don't have time. They'll just take a pause from what they're doing, turn their attention 100% to your project, and then help you to do it. And when you're done, you're done. And they go back to their projects and their ways. And they never run out of steam because they're always generating through the love for what they do, through the love for themselves, through the love for all in their world, to the love for their creation, to the love for the beings that they have created by their attitude, by their life. Yes, my dad would sit in his special chair in the living room, and he'd come home from work, and we'd all sit around him sometime, and he'd talk to us and tell us a few things, but he wasn't very loquacious, but he was a very loving father, and he did everything he could for us, and he was basically a happy man, and his happiness was enough to rub off on us. His joy for living was enough to rub off on us. His pride in his house, his pride in his family, his pride in his work, his pride in himself, his pride in all of life. Regenerated, reconstituted, expressed itself in each of us, his children, in each of us in life. We'll never run out of steam if our furnace is generated and stoked with unconditional love, joy, happiness, and peace. Because that's who we are, really. We don't have to run out of steam. We don't ever have to run out of steam as long as we've got love in our hearts. Have a lovely day and just enjoy all the love that I'm sending your way. Because I love you. I love you. I love you.